is Elena, and today we're going to be talking about the women's suffrage movement. Today, my guest star and I will answer the following questions. What did the women's rights movement do? Why did it happen? Who are the major influencers, and what was the result? Now, you're probably wondering who my guest star is. Well, he is an all-time favorite past student of Mr. Oliver and a wonderful guy. Please welcome Chase Kennedy.
Gosh, thank you so much, Elena. And Mr. Oliver, I bet it is great to hear my voice right now.
Well, on that note, let's start by talking about the beginning of it all. The women's rights movement was put in place before the Civil War, way back in the 1850s. The leverage was lessened when the Civil War began, but it gained back quickly when the right to vote was wanted. These movements led to the creation of the 19th Amendment and further on.
So women's suffrage started on a large spectrum, but was then aimed to get the right to vote in the time period that me and Elena are talking about here. So we couldn't attack like all of the issues, so we decided to just solve one, and just reaching that one goal was all we needed.
Very true, Chase. The right to vote was the priority of this time, and some of the women to make it happen are vital to history as we know it. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony were two women that led the movement into action. These two women worked together, but were different as individuals. Elizabeth Cady Stanton came from a privileged background, therefore making her have influence on the movement. She became a mother with a large family, but still took great strides for women's rights. Susan B. Anthony was motivated by her beliefs in religion and was passionate not only for women's rights, but ending slavery as well. These two women were the most important for the creation of this movement and set the stage for more people to follow.
The women's suffrage movement ended with the 19th Amendment, obviously. But along with this came economic benefits. Women could finally contribute to society more and were able to get new jobs to an extent though. But birth control was also made more available. Race was still an impact on voting, which would not be fixed until the mid-20th century.
Also very important to recognize the major events that happened throughout women's suffrage. For example, the thing that kind of kicked it off and got people's attention was the first National Women's Rights Convention. This event drawed thousands of people and eventually got national attention. As well as this, the National Women's Suffrage Association was founded by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who were mentioned earlier. So having a specific medium to get opinions out was also very important. So these are two events that I think really shaped the women's suffrage movement. So, to sum everything up, which is a lot to sum up, the women's suffrage movement overall created a lot of progression for women. It started off with the simple right to vote and then accumulated into different areas such as more job opportunities and an increased economical benefit and like birth control, things that women should have had before. But they now got some of these to a certain degree. However, the limitations are heavily race-based, in my opinion. African-American women were still facing the same prejudice. They were not getting the same privileges that white women were starting to get, which is a very big problem. This can be resolved in, like, later times, which is seen. However, there was still a large gap that shouldn't have been there. But to end this podcast, Mr. Oliver, thank you so much for being such a great teacher, and I mean that genuinely. I hope that you have a great quarter next quarter, and I will stop by to see you. Thank you for listening.